This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
New York started this shit. They try to say, oh, this city started it, that city started it. We was doing this shit before it was social media. Mike Stars, we the first that all of these videos that rappers come and hang out with to look bigger. You get what I mean? Like, the riders got on from the rappers. Now we making the rappers get on from us. Rec Life never hit national TV like that ever. A rap video ain't the same. Nobody never took it to that level. That's why I be telling you, like, we don't know how to battle. Like, what did you ever do for the culture? What footprints did you lay down? Who's following you? Mike Stars is the new Rough Riders. Run the shit worldwide. Any rider that was big before us got on from a rapper. Biggest bike group in the mother world. And we stand on that shit.
Welcome back to another episode of the Street Alpha Podcast. I am your host, Tooks, and we have both of our fabulous co-hosts here. We have Grim, and we have my guy, Mar. It's been a while since we've been back in Minty Detailing Headquarters, but we are back with another banger for this one. So today, we have a legend. I can confidently say that for 100%. Bike Life, 100%, especially in New York. Let's give a round of applause for Leaky the Bike Star. Oh, Leaky. You say Leaky.
That guy. But first, I got to stop you, man. I'm looking for the world. The world. Not this New York City, man. This shit is legendary. Stamp all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, this New York City shit. But I got to stand on that from the beginning. Okay. They got to know. I like the energy already. No cap, man.
All right. So for the people who don't know, obviously, we're on a podcast. So people who are listening and are also watching, maybe they're not into bikes. So I kind of want to... For those people, I kind of want to paint the narrative for people. If they want to get into a bike, if they want to ride a dirt bike, what bikes are good to get into? Also, how you got your start. And you're from Queens, right?
Yeah.
Queens. So, funny story. I actually shot a video with him 2017 that I had no idea that, obviously, today.
That's a fact. That's my boy.
Filming. So,
Tank Ty, what's up, boy?
Shout out to Tank.
Word up.
As usual, I always ask how you got into bikes.
I got into bikes like around the age of eight. You get what I mean? I was never into sports. And when that Rough Rider thing came out, my uncle and them had a bunch of bikes. And that video really, like, fucked my head up. When I saw the bikes, the five cars, the girls, the dogs, like, that shit really changed my life. And I never wanted to do nothing else other than that. So, I got my bike. My uncle just came up, straight up with a bike. And I just went crazy with it, man. Like, that shit changed my life. Like, that one video. And everything my uncle had going on, too. You get what I mean? It's the culture. That shit really, like, I'm like, nah, this is my life. This fits me. You get what I mean?
Right.
Was that the anthem? Rough Rider Anthem?
That's
video?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what
it.
What age were you when you got your first bike?
Eight.
So
that shit dropped around 98.
Yeah. So how old are you?
33.
Oh, we the same age. Damn, everybody's the same age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember that. So my dad, same thing. Like I said to you earlier, my dad was big into bikes. So I remember that. What was your first bike? How did you get into it? Dirt bikes or motorcycles?
Dirt bikes. Dirt bikes. I only fuck with dirt bikes. But my first bike was a PW80. PW80 was a Yamaha.
Yamaha.
Yep.
But why dirt bikes, not four wheelers?
Four wheelers easy, like. I don't know. Four wheelers dope. Yeah. I ain't gonna take nothing from the four wheelers, but I don't know. At that time, motorcycles was the thing. Like, it was nothing but motorcycles. Yeah. You didn't have a motorcycle, you was out the loop.
Yeah.
And I feel like the dirt bikes was like my first love, and I just always stayed with the dirt bikes. Like, I used to put fucking mirrors on my shit to try to make it look like the motorcycles and shit. Like, but I don't know. The dirt bikes is just it.
You never
a lot of niggas die on motorcycles, and that's another reason I hate them shits.
Especially now, it's crazy with the fucking.
Yeah, that's just dangerous.
You never did the whole bicycle thing with the
little car.
Yeah.
At that time, we used to do the. At that time, like back in the day, we used to do the Uggers, like the small. We used to call them Uggers and Stompies and shit, like in New York, where it's like the small ass bike with the long seat pole. You know what I'm saying? Then niggas used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was used to, we used to find bikes in the garbage and do it. Now the little kids riding on $1,000 bicycles and shit. So. Yeah. The history changed and shit. Like,
that's facts.
So did you have the basic like a start on BMX? I guess what you could say.
Yeah, I would say that.
Well, what would you say like was the brand? I know you say you grabbed like whatever back then. I understand the same. What was like your go-to BMX at that time frame?
shit, I kind of grew up kind of hard until my uncle got his little shit going on. But shit, the best bikes at that time was like Dinos. Dinos and GTs.
Yep.
Then it was like Harrows when you had the bread. Yeah. It was Harrows and Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks.
Those are like
Diamondbacks,
the top. Those are the top bikes.
I feel like.
GTs and the Mongooses was like the.
Yeah, everybody.
The hood. That was like the BMWs and the BMWs. That was like the BMWs and the Benzes, you hear me? And then the other two took. Was like the,
those was getting took.
Facts.
I had a Huffy too. I don't know if.
Huffy's
was lit.
Yeah. Huffy's was like the motherfucking, what was you say? The fully loaded Hondas and shit. You know what I mean? That's what that was like.
It ain't a BMW, but it's the BMW.
BMW was the Mongooses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went like that.
So you had all those and you got your start with
that. I had all that. We used to rock, but I used to find this shit in the garbage, take it home, fix it, put the inner tubes in do a kind of change the rims and shit. And really, like, I used to love this shit. Like, I did nothing but bikes. I never played sports. I don't like sports. I don't watch sports. I don't know nothing's going on in that shit. Like, bike life is my life.
How long were you doing the bicycle thing before you got on your first actual dirt bike?
Shit, probably from like 6 to 8.
I'd say.
I had like a big wheel. I used to like the big wheel trucks, push each other and that shit.
Yeah.
Then it went to this.
Was that transition easy for you at that age? Going from like a bike to a dirt bike, like a BMX bike to a dirt bike?
Nah, that shit is like crawling or walking.
Gotcha.
That's what it's like. It's like the next nature, you get what I mean?
So you were already wheeling and doing shit before that, and you got on dirt bike and it was just like.
I was always small. So for me to wheelie, I got that on like the stompies and shit. You get what I mean?
Okay.
It came a little late. Everything with me, I had to hustle for this shit. Like, I ain't get shit easy. Like, I had to really work for this shit. So, I was like the last nigga to get nice.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I had a team of 12. I was the last nigga to get nice.
So you were already thinking about the future when you were younger? Like, you wanted to be the best?
Because
I don't really know how that works when it comes to like.
For sure.
How do you become
the best? I'm a hustler. You get what I mean? So anything I see, I'm like, nah, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be the richest. You get what I mean? I'm planning right now to be the richest. I'm not here to just play. Like, niggas don't even see me. I ride bikes and I get low. Like, I got a game plan. You get what I mean? It's not to play.
You were riding with people from school, or you were riding people like you just like off the street type shit?
Nah. In my neighborhood, we rode a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, like, other than people in like Jamaica, Queens, like, I didn't know nobody. It wasn't no social media. We didn't see YouTubes. You know what I mean? It was like New York City bike life. Like, the GOAT was Wink 1100, and he was like the fucking god of this shit. And you just want to get to Wink level. You get what I mean? Because we used to watch DVDs and shit and fucking tapes. Other than that, you never saw this shit. Like,
you're gonna have to clip in Wink doing the willy and the weights, pumping weights while he's on the bike.
No way.
Yeah, bro. Oh, yeah.
Wait, so he did a willy.
He's doing a willy. He got the dumbbells and he's like this while he doing a willy.
Yeah, bro.
I used to have to watch like, that shit. Yeah, I was a kid watching that shit.
In the 90s, niggas watching shit like that. You get what I mean? So that shit was motivation for me. As a kid watching this shit, like, nah, these niggas are cool, bro.
He was like, y'all gotta do that. I could relate. That's crazy.
I think Rough Riders is my biggest inspiration around that.
So I went and bought a big ass Rough Rider chain. Bike Stars is a new Rough Rider. You get what I mean? Like, we run this shit. But the only thing different is we don't got no backing. A lot of these niggas that's big in a bike life shit got backing. Everybody that's big in bike life got a backing. Bike Riders is the only team that came in this shit self-made. You get what I mean? Like, go back in history. Like, we're not a motorcycle team that collects dues and shit. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's different.
Yeah. Rough Riders is the inspiration, but I'm sure you made a name for yourself to kind of be around those people.
Yeah.
So,
my first team that we ever started with when I was like 8 years old, shout out to my boy Chico. He was like the guy that really taught us and like brought us out and, you know what I'm saying, gave us his time. You get what I mean? My parents was busy. My uncle was busy. But Chico really came and, you know what I'm saying, like, come on, I'm just bringing you out to the park. Yo, do this, do that. Chico don't willy though. But he could tell us exactly what to do to, you get what I mean? And that's the motivation you need, and that's the, you know what I'm saying? That's the backing you kind of need to get yourself. And everybody got like somebody that can really like show them what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And I salute that shit. That's the motivation. Shout out to my boy Chico.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So what do you think a good starter bike is? What do you recommend based off your experiences with bikes?
Yamaha is definitely the number one willy bike. But it depends on age.
But why? Why Yamaha?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
You gotta ask the niggas in Yamaha. Like, they do. I don't know what they put in them engines and shit, bro. Yeah. Like, just the height wise, just the way it react, like Yamaha is just the go-to Willy bike.
Yeah.
There's other bikes though, like CRF. I started going crazy on the CRF.
That's Honda.
CRF is a great bike too.
That's Honda.
CRF don't blow up. Like yeah. those just like great bikes. Yamaha blows up. You're doing too much, Yamaha gonna blow up, bro. But my number one Willy bike is a Yamaha for sure.
Learn how to Willy? Yamaha?
Yeah, learn how to Willy Yamaha. Like, Yamaha. But if you want to learn how to Willy, like these niggas are doing nowadays, go buy a fucking LTZ 400. That's a four-wheeler. Niggas learn how to Willy in one day.
That's fine. Like, that's the bike. I had that shit. Suzuki?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo,
those are the number one. Yeah.
Get where your blocks at, bro?
I had that shit. It's torquey. It had the reverse too or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had that same shit.
They torquey because you ain't know how to ride like that.
Nah, I really didn't. I ain't going front. I snapped the bar. It was easy to Willy, but I couldn't hold it.
Yeah. It's just balance, bro. Shit like this. Boom. 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 You know what I mean? Like, it's just like gas brake, bro. You just got to know how not to hit too much gas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Too much gas and too much brake to slam you down. But
yeah, but what confused me with that is like, sometimes you sit in.
You had a long way to go, brother.
Me?
Yeah. You had a long way to go.
I know.
You got your bike. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Nigga, you can't just get a bike and just start trying to Willy, bro.
Yeah.
You got to be in tune, bro.
You got to
understand how to hit an engine, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bro, it took a lot of years for me to get to this level, bro.
Yeah.
To even learn how to Willy, bro. Like, for real, bro. So like, this shit ain't no joke, bro.
You brought up a good question, and I want to tap on it real quick. He was saying, like, how you mentioned a brake.
Mm-hmm.
And he said sometimes you stand in.
The weight, yeah.
So he basically is implying, like, how do you press the brake? Now, from, like, the street bike world,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, dudes have the back brake on a lever up front.
Yeah, we call that cheating. That is cheating.
Y'all not doing that.
You got that hand brake right on your finger.
Yeah, that's...
Stay over there because you're going to make me look regular even though I'm doing some incredible shit. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to do that. We got to keep trying to keep the people mind on what's natural. You know what I mean? I don't do the enhancement.
Got
you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No enhancement drugs on
what's
the bike.
What's the Ryan Garcia going? Yeah. We doing this shit all natural. You know what I'm saying? It's having fun. We just doing this shit we love to do.
So on the motorcycles, they usually do that, not dirt bikes, right?
So that's why I asked that, because I haven't seen dirt bike guys do that.
Yeah.
And street bike guys do that shit.
There's
all
a lot
the
of
time.
People doing it. But shout out to everybody doing it. You get what I mean? I used to be on a heavy back in the day, but now I'm just having fun, bro. Niggas do whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? I don't care no more, bro.
So did you ever do any battles back then when you were younger?
Yeah, we used to do battles. We used to battle among ourselves. Like I said, it was not a lot of other people
right
close to us. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we used to go to, like, what is it? English Town. They had the competition.
Yeah.
But at those times, English Town, we used to go to a whole bunch of bike blessings and shit like that back in the day. Niggas used to win with that. But as I said, I was not the nicest at the time. You get what I mean?
Right.
So my brother, my boy Nappy, used to do that shit. Like, those were the guys at the time in the neighborhood with like Yami Boy days. You get what I mean? So shout out to them. They set the tone. You get what I mean? And I just followed through with it. I never stopped.
Yeah.
So would you feel now in the bike scene that like there's no competition or there's no like battles or nothing like that?
No, there's a bunch of competitions, a bunch of battles. But me, I'm at like the Michael Jordan. Fucking.
You're not playing at the Rucker is what you're saying.
Huh?
You're not playing at the Rucker.
It's a bunch of shit going on, but it's like, what level are you at?
Yeah.
Where is going on? You get what I mean? It's levels like.
So you would say that you up there at the Michael Jordan status.
Michael Jackson.
Michael
too,
Jordan.
Right?
Michael Jackson.
I came in playing Michael Jackson.
He's a go-to.
What's my boy's name? Floyd. Like,
oh, yeah, Floyd. Yeah.
So you know what I mean? It's some other guys like what's the nigga name?
Competition.
Yeah, I'm just out of the world, bro. I'm just in my own category. I make my own tricks. I CEO myself. You get what I mean? Like, I'm just out of this world, bro.
So when did you feel like you were at the top? How do you know you're at the top? Do you have to go through a certain
battle?
I got to
the top around 2012. Yeah, 2012.
Was that around the time you started getting like attention from, I say, people outside of the world that you were living in, and the best way to say, like,
or maybe
more
media.
Social media.
When I came in the game, the shit was like, I was blackballed. You get what I mean? So it was like, at the end of the day, New York started this shit. And at the end of the day, they try to say, oh, this city started it, that city started it. We was doing this shit before it was social media. Mm. A lot of different cities hopped on social media, like the YouTube and shit before we did.
Right.
So people started thinking they started it and shit. When I came in the game, I had to set that shit clear. Like, look, listen. Wink set the tone, and I'm here to clean this shit up. You get what I mean? And that's what I've been doing since.
So
that shit, cleaning this shit up.
I think that's a point that some people might get misconstrued, is that when you talk about this bike life thing, they thinking you're only talking about dirt bikes, but you're talking about all bikes in general, stunting. And it started here a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you just continuing on, but with a different platform. You're on a different bike.
That's a fact.
Doing it differently. So I can see people like, I say like dudes in B-more that say, yeah, we started, we did this, but was they doing it on a bike? Like, which what they was doing, wasn't doing it on the street bikes back in the day. They was just started jumping on the dirt bikes now. You know, that might be the perspective that they have. So if someone wanted to do their homework, what would you say they should look up? Like, who should they tap in with or look up? Wink being one of those people, obviously the throwback Rough Rider videos, you know, not only just your inspirations, but to be like, yo, do your homework. These are the people you should check out.
On what prior. City started this shit? Like, what you mean? Because like, I got documentaries as a kid at 8 years old.
You get what I mean?
Yeah. They can't even see that. I got a new documentary about to drop this summer.
Okay.
What I mean? Like, but just look at anything I put out, bro. Like, look at my Instagram from, a lot of niggas deactivate, I mean, take off certain shit from their Instagrams and shit. Like, go back and see where these tricks started from. You get what I mean? I started 75, 80% of the tricks. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to a couple new guys doing some new shit. You know what I'm saying? They keeping the game a little, some new shit, but for 2012 to fucking 2023, it been nothing but what I've brought to the game. You get what I mean?
I agree.
I do dirt bikes. Like, I ain't talking about the street bikes. Shout out to the street bikes. Shout out to the guys that did it before me. Shout out to Wink. Shout out to Must.
Now, I feel like you brought a different swag to the bike life scene, you know? There's people doing their willies. And when you swinging the arms or whipping the bike around, there was a swag. It wasn't like typical New York shit, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're doing a willy, but how do I add some swag to it? You know, on top of that.
The other guy, they swing their arms and shit. You don't really see freaking him swinging his arm and shit. You get what I mean? Like, you don't see me hop around that bitch, though.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? You're going to see me doing some shit you ain't see before. Swing your arm is just like, that ain't even my swag. Like, it's cool and shit, but you're going to see me hopping around doing some
Jumanji
shit, because I'm a beast. Hopping on
the
sidewalk,
jump off the
side. I'm going to do some crazy shit. I'm going to pit two bitches, some foreign bitches you never saw on a bike. I'm going to do some shit that really catch a nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the people, I might stand on the seat, wink at your girl, wave at her, some shit. Like, but I'm not going to just be swinging my arm, sitting down, doing that lazy shit. Like, I go to the gym for a reason, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna flex up. Like, for real. Like,
so what was one of the tricks back then that you, like, that people saw you do that they were, like, going crazy for? That you think, that you put your name on?
My favorite shit was stand on the seat. Stand on the seat, see a nice girl, wave up, my hands up, some crazy shit. And then my second, like, my ultimate favorite trick is a Bally, like, Bally, Superman.
So explain so people.
Oh, like when you get on the seat, you know what I'm saying? You just stand on the seat, no brake, and it's just straight balance.
Back like 10 years ago, basically.
Yeah, for sure.
What about chopping?
Chopping, that ain't my thing.
So that's something that was created somewhere else.
Yeah, that was somewhere else. Like I don't really follow niggas' trends, bro. Like, I do my thing, you know what I mean? Like, we do similar shit, but I ain't gonna follow. You get what I mean?
Right.
That shit is dope, though. Don't get me wrong. I ain't a hater, because I'll say that shit is fire, but freaking them ain't doing that. Like, I just don't know how to follow niggas, bro. If I see what you do, I'm going to do some other shit. I'm like, nah, I got to catch the crowd another way. You get what I mean? Yeah. That's what people fail to realize. And that's why it's not really, like, going forward, because niggas just want to just look like each other, bro.
That's
you get what I mean? It's like, I like to be different. And you see me, I look different. I wear my own shit. I don't want to look like niggas.
For the people that don't know what chopping is, we're going to have like mostly car, but there are going to be some car people that want to know what these things. So I apologize if we ask like certain things that might sound a little
weird. No, okay.
So what is chopping?
Chopping is when you look boring, you sit on the seat, you just be sitting there like, duh, 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 like, you just look dumb, bro.
Yeah, I took that shit.
You lying to me, duh, 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 duh. Nah, that shit cool, bro. Like, it's cool, bro. But it's a different shit freaking don't do.
So with chopping, you're literally just revving.
Yeah, you just really revving. Got the keep it bike in the lower gear, and you just.
It's cool. Usually, two stroke people do that, no?
Huh?
Two stroke people usually do that.
Any bike. But it started really on a two stroke.
I feel like it sound better on a two stroke.
It sound hype. It sound hype. That's your hype. That's your hype. When I see a nigga do that, I gotta fuck him up now. Now I'm like, he trying to play with me. He's sticking to me or some shit. Now I gotta swerve in front of him and some crazy shit. Swerve in front of him. Stop that shit. Boom.
Stop that shit.
Stop that shit. All right. Now he get nervous. Wants to kill himself. And I flex up on him. And
So can you explain how a battle goes? Usually, like if you're setting up, if you're gonna battle somebody, just for people who don't know how it works.
A battle goes. You look at the nigga. You look him in the eye. You lock in like, all right, man, this is. He look at you back. Let me tell you, this is how a battle goes for him.
Okay.
You gotta look each other in the eye. You gotta both be like, all right. But a lot of people get battles in this rod and confused, bro.
Okay.
A lot of people like to sneak battle.
Explain.
Sneak battle is
side
this eye. Nigga's riding right here. And now I got my man recording me from back there. And I see you, this is riding regular. And now my man is recording. And then I might look at you while I'm riding by. And now it makes it look like a battle, but it's not a battle. You know what I mean? I just had that shit happen in Puerto Rico. Nigga, this. I'm recording, I'm willing and ready. They wait till I start willing, doing a video for this guy, because he asked me to do a video.
Yeah.
Just be chilling, and now they on the side of me. And then I gotta fuck you up. Then I fucked him up, and then he paid a nice tag saying, oh, salute to him. I always wanted to do this with him. So I gotta salute it, be like, all right, thank you for showing homage. But in New York, in the States, they would've made that shit like a battle.
Yeah. How do you know you win?
Yeah.
When I don't stop, and then you just look at me like I'm sorry. That's how you know that you won.
So is it similar to like how street racing is? I don't know if you're familiar with how street racing works, but like.
No, explain it to me. How does it work?
So, you know, we go to a spot, meet up. Because basically, Rap Angel, he was doing battles in Philly. So okay. It's super similar to street racing where you go to a spot.
Battles?
Meet up. Yeah. Yeah. So first bike down is who loses.
Okay.
They go for miles.
Yeah.
Just on a wheelie. On, you know, wherever, I don't want to say locations, but, and whoever has the first bike down, that's who loses.
Yeah.
So with stunts, is it kind of similar, like first bike down? Or
yeah, see, my swag is like, straight willies is like, this is a straight willy, bro. So okay. I really won't call it like a battle.
Yeah.
It is a battle. Let me take that from you. It is a battle. That's not my type of battle. Like,
is it anybody,
that's just like, you just got a strong arm. You know what I mean? There's niggas that could just willy for a fucking hour, but can't do shit. You get what I mean? That's not entertaining.
Got you.
You know what I mean? You want to see a nigga play basketball to dunk, cross that nigga, make him fall. You get what I mean? It got to be entertaining. It's not this. I just want to see the nigga just
so it's like
lock on a willy. Like, let me see you turn
like,
up.
Like, have X, some fun. Like X games. You're accumulating points.
Yeah, make that nigga drop. Like, let me see. I want to see that shit. Like, and that's the shit I brought to the game. Like,
got you.
Make that nigga drop. Like. Let's cut this shit in half.
So who determines who wins then?
You drop.
The riders.
But it just can't be, or it could be the drop. It depends the kind of thing. You get what I mean? And that's like what's meant, like that's what's got to, it's about to be set. How to determine that. I can't say it on the podcast because you got to really see this shit in life. For real.
Is there any, like you said X Games, did you ever get any inspiration from people? Like, some people that were on TV that maybe you looked at and kind of try to get.
Shout to Wink 1100. Shout to Mush. Shout to the guys that went. G-Blocks. G-Blocks was one of my favorite. He was one of the niggas going hard on the dirt bikes. But I really never I never really watched like the X Games and shit like that. They was too far away from me. I couldn't see them.
Yeah.
How the fuck I'm being influenced by a nigga I can't even see?
Yeah.
I got motivated by my uncle. Got a whole bunch of farm
something
cars in my driveway.
You can see them in the street.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
The drug dealer that was on the corner that had a bunch of jewelry. Like,
yeah.
I didn't want to watch TV and get influenced by these niggas, bro.
Right.
Yeah. Who that would have made me? A groupie. I would have saw a rap that would have been running that with my hand up. Nah.
Yeah.
I'm not that nigga, bro.
So have you ever gone to like a track or like a dirt, you know?
I did it a couple times.
Yeah.
Dirt track?
I did it a couple times. Shout out to my boy Alec. He brought me to a dirt track just now. Like, we was upstate doing a whole bunch of white people shit, bro. Like, nah, bro. I had some of my best fun of my life. Like,
yeah,
it's different. I'm used to being in the hood. I used to love being in some hood shit. Now I'm like, bro, this shit is whack, bro. I want to do more of that out the way shit. You get what I mean?
Right. Do you feel like doing the track shit or the dirt stuff attracts more sponsors than the street shit does?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Yeah, because you're off the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bikes would have been a fucking gold mine if we was on the dirt.
Yeah.
But we live too far from the dirt. So that's the problem.
Gotcha.
You get what I mean?
Is that something you would like to pursue in the future?
Hell no.
No?
Hell no. I don't care about the sponsors and shit. I'm going to get the money regardless. I get the money regardless. You get what I mean? I live better than the actual motocross riders.
Gotcha.
You get what I mean? But it's like, I want to get paid for the shit we do. Because it's kids that grew up where I grew up from. Mm. And they got to get the light. And they're not going to have the money and trucks to get to where I... Mm-hmm. It took, you know what I'm saying? I can get there. My boy got a truck. He brought me here. But it's like, is the average kid from my neighborhood going to get to that level? Nah. Yeah. They got to meet a good friend like him that cares and wants to see us win. Like, so I want to try to teach, you know what I'm saying? Get this shit to a bigger platform.
So basically, like, like the X Games person I would have watched on TV, right? Let's say like a Ricky Carmichael when I was a kid.
Yeah,
you want to make it so that you're that Ricky Carmichael for the hood. You that person on the TV for the hood that they could.
I just told you I'm motherfucking Floyd Mayweather for the hood.
No. I mean, I'm trying to put it in bike terms. Because basically now that's something relatable. Same way Wink was relatable for you. And now you're the relatable person. And you now creating this, you know, platform for basically younger bike kids. Mm-hmm. And this kind of leads me into another question of your bike star school and teaching kids how to wheelie and stuff like that as well. So you definitely taking, in my opinion, from what I see, is the precautions necessary to work in that direction.
Facts.
And I commend you for that, to be honest.
Drew. I appreciate
it. I like when people do stuff like that.
Thank you.
For our neighborhood, for the community in general. So definitely, for me, I definitely commend you on that, brother.
Facts.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. And that's the same thing I'm trying to do. Like, I got this shit from, like, my boy Chico. You get what I mean? Like, my best friend is doing 25 years of life, free tough. Get what I mean? Because, like, when you grow up in a hood and you don't got nothing you really love to do, you're going to end up in bullshit. You're going to end up around bullshit people. You get what I mean? But if you playing ball, you gonna end up with a nigga that play ball.
Yeah.
You drive cars, you end up with somebody that detail cars, that fix cars. You get what I mean? So you're going to be around the right people.
Yeah.
But if you're in somewhere, you don't know what you like doing. You end up around fuck ass people that don't know what they like doing. You get what I mean? So that's like more than one of the things I want to do. Like, just bring everybody that's in a good circle that want to learn how to do something in one room. You get what I mean? And progress to the next level. And that's what I'm trying to do with the kids. Like, y'all like riding bikes? All right, come around my man. He do plumbing. My man do barber.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? My man detail cars. Like, what field you want to learn?
Yeah.
And that's more of like what my school is about. It's really like a trade school. We just ain't start that program yet. You get what I mean? We ended up like making that shit into like a non-profit right now.
Gotcha.
Facts.
That's definitely good. That's definitely good for the community.
There's nothing like that.
Nah.
Rappers make millions of dollars, bro. They don't come back to the hood and do shit.
Nah.
I made a couple thousands. I went and bought some dirt bikes and the kids is tearing my shit up right now, cuz.
I'm being
honest
with you. My
shit's in pieces. My shit come out broken clutch, working it. But shit, I do this shit every week.
Yeah.
Consistently, bro.
Nah, and you're being honest with them. You're trying to teach some trades. You're trying to teach some real life shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's something that we kind of glaze over a lot, you know?
Because if nobody going to do it, somebody got to do this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody got to do this shit, bro.
So how do you guys know each other?
Let me tell you about it, yo. So this nigga right here, bro. Me and him got beef on the low, bro. Nah.
So Mar and shout out to Mar for getting this interview because you guys are good friends. So shout out to my guy.
Yeah.
But I want to know how you guys know each other, how you guys connected. Because
y'all want me to tell you an honest story? I'm gonna tell you that right now. So this nigga Mar, right? Nah, shout out to Mar, man. I met him through my boy. I think Dada.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boy Dada put us together and shit. He's a cool guy. I fuck with Mar. Mar is cool. He's a fucking cheap asshole on the low, but he's cool, bro. He's cheap, bro.
Wait, so you met him through detailing or bikes?
Bikes. Then with the detailing.
Yeah.
Then he didn't want to start doing my rims for cheap no more. Like, come on, bro. Like, you got to give me the deals, bro. Like,
spilling some tea.
Yeah, like, I need the deal. Like, I'm a guy. Business, bro. Kid is charging me full price, bro. Like, and that's the shit. I'm not,
too.
That's one thing. I don't act rich. I'm broke as fuck. You know what I mean? I need the best prices.
I'm not hearing that.
I'm broke, baby.
I'm not hearing that.
So let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I saw him when I was younger on the bikes. I mean, not even younger. Like when I was like 7, 8, because I'm a little younger than y'all.
Yeah.
I used to see him all the time on the bikes with like a few other guys that I know, Lonnie. And
yeah, free Lonnie, man.
Yeah, free Lonnie. I always used to see him coming down because we don't live far from each other, but we live in the same neighborhood a little bit.
Yeah.
He kind of inspired me to get a bike. I got a bike like 2 years ago, trying to like try to bike shit out.
2 years? So when I started coming here, you already, that was your first bike?
Yeah, I had
bike?
A bike, yeah. I had YZ250.
Damn,
and I then, like he kind of inspired me to get a bike. I'm like, yo, let me fuck with the bike and see what's up with the bike. Yeah. I met him. That wasn't my first bike. Okay. The first bike I had, he actually came up to me and asked me like, yo, you want to sell it?
He did have a TTR, man. Yeah, like, you had a TTR 230.
He had a music video.
That's what I was going to say. That's the number one Willy
bike. Was when I first
told you that
you.
Was a good Willy bike. Yeah.
Which bike is it?
TTR 230.
Honda shit. I don't even remember.
Why is it the best Willy bike?
Was it a CRF 230?
I don't remember. It was red and white Honda. I don't know. I don't even know my bikes.
So it was a 230.
I know
CRF.
Yeah. And he asked me, he was like, yo, you want to sell it? Because I want to use it for my Willy school. I was like, nah, I don't want to sell it.
Then he sold this shit for like $1,500. Didn't tell me, bro.
I did sell it.
That was our first beef,
you know
bro.
Why?
This is the shit. Yo, bro.
That's a good price.
And I'm like, bro.
I was around him.
I know I had that shit in my pocket. I'm like, you want to sell it? And he's like, nah.
At the time.
Imagine seeing him a week later, like, I sold it.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro.
For the low.
For the extra low, bro.
Let me tell you why. Because I started hanging around him a little more. And I'm like, yo, my bike's some little bullshit. Gotcha. I'm like, yo, I want to get a brand new bike.
And you did come out back.
Right, yeah, I got a brand new bike. And I was fucking with it. I was like, yo, I want to learn how to wheelie and this and that. Like, it just looked wavy. But
yeah.
I don't know. That shit just looked too, it got too dangerous for me.
This episode of the Street Alpha Podcast is brought to you by Race Motive. Bring your car from the streets to the track at Race Motor Racing events in 2024. From Pocono Raceway, Maryland International Raceway, New Jersey Motorsports Park, and new this year, Maple Grove Raceway, Race Motive brings you top-tier roll racing events. Their Olympic-style grading system ensures precise measurements for fair competition. From the high-friction NASCAR surface at Pocono to fully prepped drag strips, every race promises excitement and fairness. So bring yourself and your car and use Street Alpha Pod for 10% off all tickets, whether you spectate or race at racemotive.com. Don't miss your chance to race with the best. So, hold on, not to take away from, you know, but what was your first experience? Because I know we spoke about that before.
On a bike. I'm not going to lie, bro. It was like a different freedom, bro. I'm not going to lie. Like the places that we would go and the shit that you experience and you feel while you're on a bike is just, it's like indescribable. Like you just have to be there to literally like feel and know what I wouldn't consider myself a bike person, like a bike star or a biker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the little time that I had a bike, bro, the experience that I got was like, I can see why you can get so addicted to like the bike world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was mad fun. Late nights in the city, like on the highway.
That's a vibe.
Had him around Skilly Bing and all them guys.
Yeah,
man.
A lot of celebrities, like on the bikes. Like it was mad fun. Mad fun.
They done so, hit us like, up.
I would get a bike again.
They use his brand new bike for the shoot. You know what I mean?
Nah, yeah. I'll get a bike again. I would get a bike again.
So do you get that feeling every single time still to this day? Or it's just
hell
like,
yeah.
Does it
let me tell you the easy way to do it. You get in a car, you got to stop at lights. You get on a bike, you ride through that motherfucker, cuz. Yeah. The cops going to say to you. You know what I mean? Like, it's like freedom, bro. It's freedom if you know what you're doing.
That I was about to say.
Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere.
For real.
So is it harder to navigate through the streets with a quad as opposed to a dirt bike? Because you got
nah, more. Dirt bikes is definitely way easier.
So, but I see people on quads, right? Or
yeah.
Is it quads? Or
yeah. Four? You got to really know how to, like, to wheelie, it's easier on a quad.
Yeah.
Right.
But to know how to manage through the traffic and shit, you got to know how to ride, bro. A quad.
Okay.
So, every quad rider ain't a slouch. Like, you got to know how to do that shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The traffic in New York is
that's
like
what
this.
I'm saying, yeah.
And we don't have them big streets like in Florida and Atlanta. Yeah. Like, you got to know how to ride that quad, bro.
So, have you been, well, obviously, you've been out of the country.
Yeah.
Right? So, in America, aside from New York, what was your favorite experience riding in terms of like the energy? And
my favorite place, too, yeah. Place?
In New York? Or
outside
period.
Of New York.
Outside of New York, yeah.
Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, honestly, was my favorite place I've been to, bro. That was one of my best ride-offs. Other than, like, the ride-offs in, like, 2012, like, the motherfucking Ray Ray ride-out and, like, the Hollywood Block Party, like, in 2012, 2013. That was, like, my favorite ride-out, bro. Like, up to date. The shit was incredible, bro. Like, the love was real. It wasn't no drama. It wasn't no sneak battles. It was just, like, genuine love, bro. And I go to a lot of places. Barbados. Shout out to Barbados. Shout out to St. Martin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got real love out there. And, like,
when,
real people.
When you travel to these places, like, out of the country, what do you do bike-wise? Like, how do you travel with your bike?
Yeah, I was going to say.
You ship it over? How does that work?
I'm really tapped in with, like, the culture out there. The, like, the real people out there. Yeah, so.
So. And that's a good thing to mention too, because so basically you traveling and jumping on a bike you never rode before and doing your thing.
I'm going to people I never met before. I just meet off of social media and I meet off of this. I think you solid, bro. I'm gonna come meet you. You get what I mean?
Gotcha. And so there's no tricks up the sleeve, because it's whatever bike is there is what you're riding.
Yeah, bro.
There's no special stuff.
There ain't no
performance
shit.
Enhancing drugs.
No enhancements. Good shit to say.
So you pick a bike that's similar to yours, or you just try to just depend on?
Yeah, I try to stay on 450s. I do 450s. That's like the biggest dirt bike. I stay on 450s. I try to stay most natural as possible. Straight stock tires. And just no enhancements, man. Like, this.
How do you feel? I guess because you said stock tires, and I hear this question a lot all the time. Why do you prefer the stock tires versus, like, the street tire on a dirt bike?
I just try to be natural, bro. This shit came out the deal like this. I'm a rider like this, bro.
Okay.
You get what I mean? Is there any difference in, like, performing?
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it's different. It's a big difference. That's why they call it enhancements, and that's why they call it an all natural sports player. You get what I mean? Like,
basically, you backed it out the dealer, you're gonna get crazy. Yeah. Versus the other ones are all modified for that particular.
You're, what's the name? Yeah. Travis Pastrana.
Oh, Travis Pastrana. Yeah.
I remember him growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, like, he, like, wow, I don't have friends that ride like this. You get what I mean? Like, that stock shit is like.
Yeah. Oh, he's one of the judges, no?
He was the judge.
He went on there.
Yeah, but.
So how did that happen? How did you end up on that show? Did he reach out to you, or?
He hit me up for Nitro Circus, and then. COVID came.
Gotcha.
COVID came, boomed on everything.
Yeah.
He hit me up, the owner from X Games hit me up, and they're like, yo, this is a dying sport. We need some other entertainment with it. But COVID came, shot everything in the head, and then going forward, the next shit, as soon as COVID cleared up, they hit me. And then I just left out like a month later.
That's cool. To know that he tapped in with the streets that way. That's cool.
Yeah. It was dope. They cool people out there. Yeah.
So what was your experience with them? Going out there, like, you obviously got to take your bike though for this one, right?
Yeah, I took both my bikes.
Right. So what was your experience with that? Because I'm sure you've done other music videos and so on, but that's probably like big production.
Yeah, that was like the biggest thing. That was the biggest thing in bike life history, period. Bike life never hit national TV like that ever. A rap video ain't the same.
Yeah.
Nobody never took it to that level.
Right.
You get what I mean? So it was dope. It was a dope experience. I said some dope things. It is. Worked out real good. You get what I mean? Put us on like a nice, good, you know what I'm saying? Like a good look. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people, like, even the movies that's out for bike life, they make us look dirty, bro. We stealing bikes. We selling drugs off bikes.
You get what I mean?
It's never a good look for us. So that was like one of the good things that kind of set the tone where it's like, all right, we can get these guys a shot.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Right.
So it was dope.
Have you ever been to Philly and rode in Philly at all or no?
Yeah, I've been to every city for real.
So how do you feel
every
about
bike life city?
What would you consider our bike life cities for people that want to like get into that world and want to know if they city's even popping for that type of stuff? Because there might be some kid in Wisconsin who want to be a street rider and it's dead over there. You know what I mean? Yeah. What would you consider like the top 5, top 10 bike life cities?
Shit, I'll say in your 5 because there's a lot. It's growing. It's growing.
Yeah.
I'll say New York for sure, Philly for sure, Baltimore for sure, Miami for sure, ATL. Okay. That'd be the 5 top bike life cities.
So the East Coast, y'all heard it.
Yeah.
East Coast. Yeah. Chicago?
I'm going to Chicago in June, end of June I'm going to Chicago.
For the first time?
Yeah, first time. So Chicago just grew that. It just grew that.
I think it'd be good for Chicago. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
For all the shit
I feel like I
want
to go to, you know what I'm saying? I want to go to Chirac. Yeah. I used to lift in the Chief Keef. I want to see what that shit about. You know what I mean? I want to go out there.
Yeah, Chicago's a little
Chicago, Cali getting there.
Oh, forgot.
You get what I mean?
LA, Cali getting there. LA is definitely, yeah, they're jumping off.
So you get Philly like number two under New York?
I say Baltimore. I ain't gonna be biased. I say Baltimore.
Why Baltimore though? Over Philly.
I don't know. I just say Baltimore because they kind of their history was kind of cracking before Philly.
You going based off history?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a nigga that pay homage, bro. You know what I mean? So it was New York. I would say Baltimore, Philly. The ATL and Miami, I don't know what to say, bro. They kind of got cracking at the same time, bro.
Yeah.
Around what time was this? Like, because you seem to have like a good time frame, all that stuff.
20.
So. I think once
when I went to, when yeah. I hit them shits, like
I think once when I went to Miami, I started riding, going crazy. Once everybody was doing the MLK rideouts,
MLK kind of set the tone for Miami because every other city was so hot where we couldn't do a big ride in no city. So MLK kind of took the place for that. Then they did GVO.
Yeah.
But ATL was kind of in tune that same year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was the time.
I feel like that was that stop in between when you're working your way down.
They don't got no, like, they don't got no, like, and I don't mean to say that in no different, like, disrespectful way, but the history ain't there where they, like, they set the tone, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they bike life cities. Right. But I would say the biggest bike life city, like, other than that, like, ATL is kind of slow because there's a lot of, the cops going crazy out there. So Miami got it right now. Like, Miami, shout out to Miami.
Yeah.
They got it right now.
So how has it been riding lately, especially with everything going on with,
CRT.
What's everything that? Going
That's
on.
That's the NYPD's news, the khaki boys.
That's what they call it?
CRT, yeah. What's a criminal response team, some shit like that.
CRT. I'm a criminal because I ride a dirt bike? That's disrespectful.
Yeah, we deal with that shit too, bro.
That's mad disrespectful. I'm not a criminal. I just ride a dirt bike.
That's how they treat it, you know?
Yeah.
Damn.
So how has it been lately in New York dealing with that? I'm not sure if you've ever had any recent experiences and run-ins with the
I never had any experiences with them.
Yeah, khaki boys.
I never had no experiences with them, but shit, that what I'm seeing on the social media, they outside too and all that. Like, that shit is dangerous, bro. I don't know why they outside too.
Yeah.
Like, they just going crazy. Like, I feel like they trying to stop the culture. This is what I'm seeing. And they like they like it. They trying to have fun. They trying to laugh.
I feel like they...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They want to be outside. Like us, bro. Like, exactly. I feel like they want to be just like us. And I'm like, come outside. Like, let's get on dirt bikes and I'll teach you. I got a wheelie school. Like, I'll teach the captain or the whatever his name is.
I think they should do something with community. They got community affairs. And if
I feel like they like tearing us down more than anything. Like,
that's true.
But I'd be looking at it like, y'all want to tear us down. Now you got 20, 30,000 people that don't ride bikes.
Yeah.
That don't got what they love to do, what they gonna end up doing?
This is random, but it goes into them too. I think it was like a year or two ago, the impound yard that they got mysteriously went on fire. Everybody's bikes was finito. What you feel about that? You think that was some shit they pulled?
I feel like it.
I felt like that.
I feel like it because they, at the end of the day, they can't just do what they saying on TV. Cops are not lawyers, bro.
Yeah.
So they just be trying to fool people. Oh, we're gonna crush all these bikes.
Exactly.
Just crush my bike, bro.
Yeah.
My lawyer would sue the shit out of you, guys.
Yeah.
So it's like they didn't say stupid shit, and they get stupid people to be like, "Oh, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
I'm gonna ride my bike
exactly
tomorrow."
And ironically, that whole
and I'm gonna see if they can catch this shit
went on fire. Everybody's shit was done.
So are they allowed to take your bike if they could just take it no matter what?
Yeah, they didn't want to take your bike.
So what you can't ride at all in the streets at all. Is there anywhere you can ride in New York or more in the city areas?
Yeah, you get some insurance, you get some plates, you get some lights.
I think you registered as a UTV.
But I swear to God, but like you can do all that shit and they still gonna take your bike, bro. They gonna find a way to take your bike. Yeah. Like, they don't care about none of that shit, bro. They just
fight it in court like anything else. I feel like they just, yo, get off the bike, they take your shit, and you gotta fight.
Yeah, but that's just a hassle to go through when you already did everything that they asked for you to
exactly. You know what I mean? So then you basically telling people, why stop?
Yeah. If you're gonna go through that regardless, why stop?
Now the way that they chasing, bro, if you're a regular civilian that really don't know how to ride, bro, you might as well stop, bro. They trying to kill niggas, bro. From the videos I saw, bro, they trying to kill niggas.
They hitting
bro,
people with bikes.
I'm not gonna lie, that's
if you don't have you don't got no
my bike.
You don't know what you're doing, man.
It get nasty.
Come to my Willie school, man. I'll teach you what to do, man. And we get the streets together, you know?
It get nasty.
So is this Willie school in a certain, like, is it?
Nah, I only do Willie school for the kids.
Okay.
I'm just joking around.
Okay.
I only do Willie school for the kids 8 to 17. That's it. I don't do classes. I don't charge for classes. I just do it for the youth. Cause I want to make this shit into a sport. And I want them to start like how you play basketball, you can start as a kid and then get to this level.
Yeah.
And I want to go so big where I get some big things going where, you know what I'm saying, we get paid for it.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm a sponsor the kids with. I'm going to make sure they can't hit the streets.
Right.
You get what I mean? Because that's my thing. I don't want to ride on the streets and risk my life. Yeah. But it's like, what else I'm going to do? You get what I mean? Right. So it's like, I feel like everybody feel the same way. Like, I'm making jokes and shit, but we don't want to get chased by these niggas, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we want to be successful. We want to be like the motherfucking X Game riders and shit. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't got to worry about this shit.
Nah.
We from the streets. We got to worry about this. We in the motherfucking, the trenches. We got to worry about this. Like, I wish I had motherfucking hills in my backyard. I could jump and then call out a trick.
Call it a trick. Like,
for real, bro.
It's funny you said that because a lot of the people on Angel's, that was actually the first Bike Life podcast I did.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who were like pro riders or people who ride on dirt, they were talking shit about him actually riding on the street. So for me, I kind of felt like those people were kind of brought into that. Maybe it was more like their families or the parents had money to kind of bring them to the track. But for people like yourself or anybody like, you know, of you guys who started riding on the street, like you had no choice. You know what I'm saying? You kind of had to start that way.
Like when I said, when I was in that phone call with like the X Games and them bigger guys,
yeah,
they was actually saying that they actually started on the street too.
That's doing what I'm saying. Shit, yeah.
You get what I mean? So I feel like whoever's saying that, they hide them behind the internet, really just typing like, oh, fuck y'all making us look bad because they girls is liking that shit. Throwing comments, they probably check the girl phone looking at this shit.
It's true. Like, because a lot of them, any of those dudes,
like if you're a real person, bro, you like real shit. Like I look at X Games, I said this shit is fire.
Yeah.
I look at a nigga driving to the Maybach, I said this shit is fire. I look at you doing your podcast, I said this shit is fire. Like I gotta be a real hater. Like even the niggas tuning, I'd be like, that's whack. Well, I'm like, that's fire. Like, but
that's pretty cool.
You gotta really be like a lane and be like, all right, I really don't like that. I'm mad stiff with it. Like I'm having fun. Like I'm not a nigga to be caring what nobody doing, bro. If you do something dope, I love it. Salute you. You know what I'm saying? More success.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like. I'm not here to be mad at nobody, bro. I'm enjoying life, bro. And everybody should do the same shit. Like, niggas, why niggas mad at each other for,
everybody,
bro?
We all start that way. I feel like those dudes that say that, like, they live in a small town in Ohio where the police don't
bother them. No, they hide them behind a motherfucking social media pad. It's not like they're going to see you and be like, oh, my God, I fucking hate you. They're not going to do that, bro. They're going to be very quiet.
Yeah.
They're going to get back in their truck and be low typing you like, fuck you, nigga. Like,
but, yo, if y'all so good, come to us and show us what to do. You know what I mean? If y'all that good, then.
Yeah, I wanted to meet a motocross rider. Like, that was like a thing when I was sponsored by this team. Like, oh, we're going to go bring you to a motocross rider and you're going to teach him how to do wheelies and he's going to teach you how to do this. You get what I mean? And it's like, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? I'll learn that
combine
shit.
Combine the worlds, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually,
like, it's
that's
some different idea. Shit. Like, it's some cross world. Like, and that's what I'm on now. Like, just meeting different people in the different lanes and let's cross brand. Let's have fun, bro.
Yeah.
Life is too short, bro. Like all the serious shit, hating shit. Like I ain't hating on nobody, bro. Man, this shit got to grow, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They trying to take us out. Like that motocross shit. Like who? Like your kid's not growing up. Like I want to watch motocross. You had to grow up in that shit. Like that shit is a dying sport.
From the bikes and bicycles.
That shit is really a dying sport, bro. Like bike life is ongoing, bro. The more rappers want to ride.
It's a new wave.
It's in more movies. This shit is a growing sport. Like, and that's what really makes people mad. That they can't stop it. So the cops are trying to do shit to stop it. The cops are trying to stop the drivers from driving because they can't afford these cars that we driving. You know what I mean? So they just mad, bro. And it's like, why be mad? Like, give us somewhere to ride. Give us somewhere to drive. If you want to take pictures in the car, ask the guy to take pictures. Don't take our cars.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like, All this hate, bro. There's so much hatred going on in the world.
I be feeling like majority of the time, like you said, they want to be a part of it, but they chose that job and that's what they do. But in reality, they would like to do the same shit. Mm-hmm. You catch them on their off days, they probably be dreaming
racing,
about that.
Yeah. Drinking.
Yeah.
Trying to talk to that girl crazy, probably get slapped. Like, they want to be us. Like, they can't be.
I do got a question, though. Do you feel like the bike life itself is, like, dangerous?
Shit's hella dangerous.
Yeah.
This is one of the... That's why it's one of the craziest not ongoing sports yet. It's not really a sport because it's so dangerous. Because to ride in the streets, you got to worry about cops. You got to worry about people that can't drive.
Yeah, that's the biggest
thing. And then you're going to break bones trying to learn this shit.
Yes, sir.
So this shit is like one of the... This is the craziest sport.
You ever broke a bone?
I broke hella bones. I broke probably every bone, cuz.
Really?
Other than my back.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't scar my face. I got fucking shit on my face right now. Like this shit happens often, bro.
Yeah.
This shit ain't no joke.
Damn. So is it... They always say, like, you got to fall, you know what I'm saying? Like, in order to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like the more experience you get, the less you fall, or it still happens no matter what because of other people or people you're riding with?
It really depends on the level you're trying to reach.
Okay.
So if you just want to be, I'm at this level and I'm not trying to get nicer, then you're going to do the same shit you've been doing.
Right.
But if you want to reach to bigger levels and keep going up the ladder, you know what I'm saying? Come with it. That's right. It's like if you want to spar, you might get punched because you want to go against a bigger guy in the gym.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you want to spar with the same old man you've been sparring with since a kid, it's like, it might not never happen.
So with your platform now, do you plan on doing anything that can bring maybe the motocross guys and the street bike guys to, you know, come together and do something? Or that's something that was somebody else's idea?
Yeah, that's really not my thing. My thing is I'm trying to bring the cars, the bikes. I had something similar to what I'm trying to do right now, like a year ago, and a cop stopped it. You get what I mean? I had a big thing going on. As soon as I got off of Merch Got Talent, I had something big going on. And the cops got wind of it. I had one, like, event. They went to the owner, like, a week before because I put the information on the flyer.
Yeah.
Said, yo, if they do this event, we're going to raid your spot. Oh, man, extra shit.
That was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamaica.
No, it was in Brooklyn. It started off in Brooklyn. But now we had riders flying from all over the world coming to the event. And now they shut down this. I was like, I can't do it because now they risking my business.
Yeah.
I had a store in the Jamaica Avenue at the time, on the Coliseum. Shout out to the owner of the Coliseum. And last minute, this is like on Friday. The event got shut down on Friday. Now I'm like, damn, I got to cancel the event. But I had riders coming from Paris, all over. Like every city a rider was coming from. And the owner of the Coliseum, like, yo, bro, do your thing. Put my insurance to the Coliseum. Put $1 million budget on the shit. And they, like, try to do it. The cops came, shut that shit down. Had the helicopter on top. You get what I mean?
So you have permits and all that stuff to do that?
I had everything.
And they still shut it down.
Because if you rent, like, if I have my shit here, it's like, who could say I can't have it here?
Yeah.
Now it's just you got to have the insurance budget.
Right, right.
You get what I mean? So I had everything that I needed. But
I remember that day. I think they was taking bikes, like, on an exit.
Nah, they didn't take bikes. They made it like they was gonna take bikes, and then it's like, now I had the bigger guys go outside. Now they like, we gonna take this. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But now that was like, then it's worse now.
Yeah,
it's worse now.
You feel like that's just a New York thing, or like you can't do that anywhere else?
I feel like it's a New York thing.
Yeah.
So can you talk about how that event, like, is structured? Like, what you have to do?
So we're gonna do another car and bike show competition. You get what I mean? And really to set the tone, make this shit into a sport.
Yeah.
I kind of did some dope things on America's Got Talent. We're going to redo it. You know what I'm saying? And try to make this shit bigger than it ever been.
And this is going to be in New York?
New York City, yeah.
New York City.
Because I could have brought this shit to the motherfucking, the woods and shit. But it's like, I want the people to be there. I want the girls to be there. I want the kids to be there. Like, if it's too far, it's like...
Shit, only I'm bike gonna definitely be there.
Yeah. That's what we want, the hood to be in tune, bro. Because this started in the hood, bro. How the fuck we gonna take this shit four hours away?
Yeah,
you get what I mean. Even to another person's city, like, we gonna go to different cities and countries, but it gotta start here.
Yeah, we've been talking about bike life this whole episode, and something we didn't really ask is, what does bike life mean to you?
Bike life is life. like my boy Lonnie would say, a free Lonnie. Like, and shit, everything, bro. This is what I stand for. This is what I fucking live for. Like, this is like, I'm gonna teach my kids. Like, you know what I mean? This is how I eat. Like, this is how I meet people worldwide. Like, this shit is life. Like, you get what I mean? If it wasn't bike, like, I don't know who the fuck I'd be. Like, I really don't know. You get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This shit don't make me, because I'm me. But this shit add a big part of me. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
What's going to happen when you get to a point you can't ride anymore? What's next after that?
Is that even a point?
Huh?
Is that even a point for you?
Hell no. Nah. I know. My boy busy riding with one leg. You get what I mean? Like, I saw another nigga in a pack riding with one arm. Like, yeah. It should have never stopped. You get what I mean? Like, I done broke bones, whole foot in a cast, and I'm still on a bike, leaning, busting my ass here and there. Like, this shit have never stopped. Like, this shit in me. When I'm done with a dirt bike, I'm going to hop on a Harley.
You said a Harley?
A Harley.
That's cool.
I wasn't expecting that.
But I'm going to do stunts on a Harley. I ain't going to just ride
the
Harley.
The stunt Harleys is fire. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
Wait, stunt, that shit is fire.
Like, arms.
Nah, I'm getting to the age. Harleys. I'm getting to the age where I'm about
the Sportsters.
Retire this shit.
Oh, those go are that fire. Way.
Yeah. Those are nice.
The baggers.
Yeah, those baggers.
I'm going to hop on a bagger and start fucking those up real soon.
But they be racing those too.
Really?
Moto America, they got a bagger class. If dudes be,
what?
The shit that I was doing, they be whipping them things like on a bagger. I'm like, how the fuck you do that? That's
it. Have you been to Pocono Raceway?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've been to all them shit. I used to go there just as kids, bro. That shit. Started this shit at 8 years old, bro. We used to go all over. My boy Chico used to bring us all over, bro.
So you ride that whole thing?
So, not the triangle.
Yeah.
Inside, there's actual, like, regular, like, turns and tracks.
Okay, okay, okay.
But the shit they had us doing on Sunday was I hit one of the turns. So the turn where the guys were coming towards us when we were recording,
right.
I went up that turn. Sketchy as hell, let me say.
Like on a lean type?
Yeah, on a lean.
Which you ride on a dirt bike? Motorcycle?
On a motorcycle, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the turn that, once you get out the turn, you're doing like 130, 140. As a sharp ass right turn, so you on the brakes.
That track is serious, bro.
Yo, bro, I was
that track is serious. Lie, that's like a really like a car track.
I was shook. I am not.
I saw
lie.
You had
you going
tire.
That fast on the shoes?
Yeah,
you got Ducati. You ain't fucking around.
Nah. I was trying to get my money's worth.
Bro had the baby shower. I couldn't even enjoy his. Fun.
The baby shower ended at like 1:00. I got home at 3:05 in the morning, bro. I had my bike on a trailer. On my way to Poconos.
Oh, okay.
I was no sleep, bro. No sleep.
Go, bro.
But you know how it is, bro. When you really want to
life,
do something,
bro.
You're traveling.
It's the life, bro. Like, that's what
thing.
It is, bro. Like, you learn how to manage life with that shit. Like,
yeah.
It gives you something that you love, bro. So you still got to manage your real life, but bike life is your second baby, bro.
I feel like it's a big thing you said. So when it's something you love, you're going to make that change. You're going to
make
it happen.
Make that time for it, bro.
So what's the next event for you? What do you got coming up after, you know, aside from the event that you're hosting?
I just be traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do Chicago. My biggest shit that I'm waiting to go in December is Africa, Ghana.
Africa.
Yeah, I'm going to Ghana. That's going to be like, I tried to go. I was in Africa like 2 years ago, and I was in Kenya, and that was COVID.
Yeah.
Like 2-3 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a ticket going to Ghana, but I didn't make it. Cause I didn't know that you gotta have a visa from every country in Africa.
So I
wasted like $3,000 with a ticket, and I couldn't get refunded or nothing. But it's like Ghana. Ghana is like the motherland of this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I can't wait to. That's gonna be like a real life and changing experience for me.
A lot of the countries that you go to, or the ones that you're gonna go to, how do you prep? Like, how do you prep for the bike you want when you get out there?
Well.
You're not going to have the same kind of setup here as you would in certain countries, I'm assuming.
I just be in tune with the people. I'm a people person. You know what I mean? Like, I might meet because I usually get booked to go to these places. So I might meet like the actual, you know what I'm saying? The management for the country that want to book me. But
yeah.
I be more in tune with the streets. Like, I just feel a vibe. You know what I mean? Like, I just like energy. I'm an energy person. So I just meet the people. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got some good bikes. Just be in tune.
Yeah.
Like, you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. Say what's up. If your profile meets, you know what I mean? I ain't going to write to a fucking zero following, zero thing. But it's like, if I attract to, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to have no, I don't care what you got. I'm looking at what you got, but I ain't a dummy neither. You know what I mean? I'm a Libra, so I know what's going on. Like, I feel this shit. So, I just need one team tune with the people. Libra.
Oh, Boy, talking about some Zodiac shit.
Yeah, I
yeah, you gotta.
So I'll be telling
you. You gotta be into that shit, bro.
You a Libra too?
Fuck no. I'm a cuss, bro. I'm a Libra Scorpio. So every time somebody says something bad about me, I'm like, nah, I'm a Libra, bro. I'm a Libra.
Yo, I swear to God, I never looked into that shit, bro. Yeah. What? Yo, energy is everything, bro. Yeah.
100%, bro.
Like, and 100%. Some shit your sign just don't get along with, bro. Like, sometimes you could just tell, like, I ain't gonna say the signs, but sometimes like, oh, you what? Over there, like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, but it's real though, bro. That shit is real.
I believe in it too, but I feel like people think you a bitch if you do. Like, that's such a girl thing to do.
I'm a gangster, bro. I'm a gangster, bro. And it's like, nobody can never tell me that.
Yeah.
And I just attract the people, bro. Like, I attract the energy. Like I said, the sign shit got nothing to do with it, but I just said that's me. Yeah. That's where it came from.
100% energy.
Facts.
Whether it's signs or not, I agree.
Facts.
Speaking on energy, we going. Yeah, you got something?
Yeah, I do got a question.
Yeah.
For the younger group of kids that's watching, what advice would you have for them?
Don't stop, man. Like, find something you love to do, whether it's bikes, whether it's rapping, whether it's cleaning, whether it's motherfucking whatever you want to do, bro. Don't stop. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no big team behind you. You don't need a manager. You don't need money. You don't need nothing, bro. Just find something you love and just go hard with it, bro. Like, just go hard, bro. Like, and just find motivation. Like, that's the thing. You got to find motivation. Sometimes you don't know what motivates you. Like, you just got to find it.
Yeah.
Like, I wake up, I'll put on a YouTube of motivational speeches. You get what I mean? And I'll just start cleaning my crib as I watch this shit. Like,
yeah.
You around all your friends and family, bro. You're not going to find that shit because they ain't going to tell you you could be a millionaire. Hmm. But you meet millionaires. You can hear a millionaire talk and be like, damn, that nigga relates to my life, bro. Yeah. So find that shit, bro, and just go hard.
So just to jump in and sound real quick before we end it off, because we're going to get this question in the comments. We spoke about it a little bit before. People are going to bring up past combos on 2 strokes, 4 strokes. What should someone jump into? Like the kids that's jumping in, they hear that metallic sound from this 2-stroke. They immediately want to jump on it. They don't understand the power band. They don't understand any of that. So I guess from your perspective, for someone who's trying to stunt or kids or even just bandwagons, how do you feel about the whole 2-stroke, 4-stroke war? If you could say that.
Shit, I'm going to break it down like this. If you want to be lazy, you just want to hit the little blah, 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 blah. You want to do a swerve, no hand, go to the 2-stroke. Like, the 2-stroke is your guy. You get what I mean? But if you really want to have fun, hit the highway, jump around that motherfucker, pit 3 bitches on your bike, the 4-stroke is your guy. You get what I mean? Like, that's some shit. Like, I want the 4-stroke. I don't got to mix gas. They be stinking shit.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I get off my bike and go straight to the club because I be so fly. Like, the 2-stroke, there's no way you're going to do that. The whole club going to be like, this nigga just got off a bike. He stinks.
He stink, yeah.
You get what I mean? So, it's different, bro. The 2-strokes are fun, though. Like, that's actually, like, the first bikes they made.
Yeah.
Like, that's the... You get what I mean? You might meet an older nigga like, yo, nah, like...
That's where he grew up when I said
you heard motherfucking what's his name? Like Jada, oh, that's the 2-stroke, that's a 4-stroke. It's like, what? Niggas don't know the difference because that's was a back in the day thing. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
The new day thing is like, I want to stand on the seat and go crazy. I got to stand on the seat on a 2-stroke and do the same shit, but it's like, I don't have time to do mixing the gas.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of things like me and a bike life nigga got to talk about, and then I'll show him that I can ride anything, and then he'll be like, he can't do the same thing. Like, that's one thing different, though. Like, a 4-stroke rider can hop on a 2-stroke and do more things than a 2-stroke rider can hop on a 4-stroke.
Gotcha.
If it go like, we got to switch personalities, they can't keep up.
Oh, man.
The 4-stroke rider is always more versatile because it's more power. I ride 450s, though.
Mm-hmm.
So a 250 guy might not be able to say what I'm saying, but...
And why is that? Because there may be some people that don't understand the difference.
So it starts off as, like, 65. Well, it starts from 50s, yeah. 65s, 85s, 100s, 125, 250.
For both, though, 2-stroke and 4-stroke?
The numbers, that's the size of the motor.
Yeah, and wow. Then it's no more 500s for the that,
500s was fire, I ain't gonna lie.
That's for the, yeah. That's for the 2-strokes.
Yeah, the 2-strokes. Yeah.
Like, they don't have 50s, it was a 65
yeah.
To 85 to 100s. To 250s, you get what I mean? 125 yeah. To 250s. But like the 4-strokes, it goes from all different categories. You get what I mean? And that's what they kept saying back in the day. Like, oh, Leaky don't ride two strokes. He can't ride two strokes. He can't ride two strokes. And it's like, boom. A nigga never still made the two-stroke videos I ever made, yeah. bro. And I stopped riding two strokes years ago. You get what I mean? It's like, so, we don't got a battle. We can just look at what we did in history.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like, let's just look like, that's why we telling you, like, we don't know how to battle. Like, what did you ever do for the culture? You get what I mean? Like, what footprints did you lay down? Who's following you?
So basically, like, ain't nobody doing
you?
It.
How
on
far in this world can you go that they know your name?
Yeah.
I can go across fucking country, cuz. And I only got like 200 and something followers, bro. That means that I got another 500,000 that's just watching that don't want to follow because they might think that I got to wear a jury where they think I'm not humble.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah,
like, like people be thinking, oh, he, I can't talk to him. Like, but they be like, I'm a genuine person. Like anybody that meets me know that it's nothing but love. You get what I mean? So that's another thing for the youth. Don't look at somebody's, you know what I'm saying? Like they looks and shit and be like, oh, I can't talk to this person. Like, like just look at a person vibe, like Philly vibe out. You get what I mean? Like learn who a person is, like what they stand for and shit. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I stand for. This being me.
From what I gathered from this, is four stroke bitches. Two stroke, no bitches.
In the most New York way possible, huh?
You can add that. That makes sense. Like, for real though. Because when I started this shit, like, all of the riders that was from these other different cities that I mentioned was riding with niggas on their bike, huh? Nah, for real though. If you could show me a video where these niggas had bitches on their bike, I'll probably get y'all niggas $100,000, bro. Like, these niggas was riding with niggas on their bike, bro. Like, Bike Star set the trend where it's like, you gotta have bitches on your bike. Now I'm like, you gotta have three bitches on your bike to keep up with me, bro.
Yeah.
I ride around Puerto Rico with three bitches, like bad bitches too, like not even no naturals, like.
So, I don't want to shy away from
this. Yo, this guy,
you just
bro.
Mentioned it. So, Bike Stars is your brand.
Yeah.
And
Bike Stars is a label.
It's a label.
Not so, just mine.
So,
it's
just
whole gang.
If you can, just explain it to the people that's out there that basically see that. Because I when I've seen your videos and I've seen that branding, you know, not only from your name, but the bikes, I guess try to clarify what that is and what that means to people.
So, like
to
I
you.
Said, like, when I started riding, Rough Riders was like the biggest group. That was my inspiration. You get what I mean? And I'm like, damn, these niggas is deep. They got riders in every city, cross country. You get what I mean? And that was my motivation. So like when I did the Bike Star thing, it came from the Yami boys. And I'm like, all right, the gangsters in the hood, like, yo, this nigga's a biker. Like, you know what I'm saying? I used to do my shit like, it's like they ride bikes. And I'd be like, fuck you, I'm a Bike Star. You get what I mean? I'd be like, fuck you. You mad, you ain't like me. You get what I mean? So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna embrace that. You get what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to be a gangster. I want to be me. Yeah. You get what I mean? So I embraced that and I made that shit into a gang. I started saying the name. My boy started saying the name. We started changing the name up and made that shit into a brand. Mm. And riders from all over the different countries started fucking with us. And you know what I mean? Like before they was like, oh, Bike Star, you gotta be like they kind of make like try to like blackball us because we stood on what made sense. You get what I mean? They don't like people that talk for themselves. They want us to be dick riders for real. They want us to be, oh, I fuck with everybody. Like, no, OTS, only the stars, bro. Like, we stand on business. Like, we're not just agreeing because you know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting here like, oh, I'm gonna swag my hand too. Like, no, we don't do that. We us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's the reason why they hate us. But shit, to add it, to make it make sense, like, Rough Riders are big shit. That's why I bought this chain. But Bike Stars are the new Rough Riders. Run this shit worldwide. Any rider that was big before us got on from a rapper. You get what I mean? Any big rider got on from a rapper, bro. Like, Bike Stars, we the first niggas that in all of these videos that rappers come and hang out with to look bigger. You get what I mean? Like, it's opposite.
Yeah.
The riders got on from the rappers. Now we making the rappers get on from us. You get what I mean? So Bike Stars, we running shit. Biggest bike group in the motherfucking world. You get what I mean? We stand on that shit.
So for the kids or to say the dudes that's in the hood right now that's doing their thing on a bike, how can they get involved with Bike Stars? How can they get involved with you?
Write us. Come to the school, write the Bike Star Willie school page. Like we talk back, bro.
Yeah, nah.
I'm a human, bro.
It's really like even me entering the bike world, it's really like
Some niggas is cocky, niggas is this. Like they might look at me like I'm cocky and Leaky. I can't talk to Leaky. Like
Yeah.
People meet me all the day, like I'm gonna give you more than a rapper I give you. I'm gonna give you my time. I'm gonna tell you what's up. I might give you some free clothes or some shit. Yeah, yeah, I can't give you the money though, cuz. I gotta get this shit. I got bills, but you got me. Like, I ain't hit a cap to you, bro. We just real. We ourselves, man. I don't fuck with niggas that got fake images. It ain't no hidden agendas behind me. Like, I'm just me, bro.
Yeah.
And that's how my gang is. Like, I got natural good guys with me. Like, you get what I mean?
Now that
I don't have no ugly looking gangsters in the back trying to look tough. Like, we all enjoying life, bro. We don't get the money, but you know what I'm saying? Guys will pop out if they have to.
He lying. It's like 50 niggas back there. Nah. Word.
Watch out.
Nah. Nah, but that's facts. Like you said before, your energy it means a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so people be faking and shit, bro.
Yeah, like, all the time.
And that's what leaves a bad look. Like, and that's another thing. Like, we can't be mad at the tan pants because it's niggas that do stupid shit to make us look bad. You get what I mean? It's
right.
Stupid scooter niggas that got. Nigga have $300 whole life, what about a scooter, what about a gun, and now you got a mask on, two niggas with masks on doing dumb shit, like, and they make the whole culture look bad.
Yeah.
Niggas that drive around in stolen cars and make it look bad, but that don't mean that they should fuck up all of us. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, right. So that's like on the city where y'all gotta know that it's wrong people and it's right people, bro.
So you just mentioned something that some people mention all the fucking time, and something like you said, like, so basically like the dudes on the scooters or like Spanish people, the pasolas, they be on that shit robbing people. So
I didn't even say Spanish because I don't want to make it into Spanish. I'm not trying to be on.
I'm saying like Spanish people calling the pasola, like the dudes that be on that. I'm not gonna say it's only them, but
it's dumbass people. I wouldn't even say it's only them.
It just be
there's a lot of dumb niggas, bro, and there's a lot of dumb niggas in cars, a lot of dumb niggas in bikes, a lot of dumb niggas on feet.
Anything. Yeah,
you get what I mean, but they shouldn't.
Put us in
fuck up
group.
The whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, back in the day, it was the reason that why they started to stop and frisk.
Yep.
The people doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
The reason why they stopped, you know what I mean? But it's like, come on, bro. Like, the mayor got to find a way to better look at this shit. Like, bro.
It's almost like us with, like, the takeover world and the street racing world.
Exactly.
So, in that same respects, you know, you get the guys who ride the street bikes or the Harleys. The Harley dudes hate street bike dudes. Street bike dudes hate dirt bike dudes. How do you, in your opinion, try to bring them worlds together or make it more known that we're either separate or we are together to relinquish that, you know, getting, you know, I guess the bad words or the bad vibes that's put out.
I would say the only way they could do this shit is more shit like this. Speaking on shit. You get what I mean?
Facts.
And communicating and letting people know where we come from. A lot of people don't know where I came from because they probably only heard me on like two platforms. You get what I mean? So the more shit like this, the more shit where everybody can come together, like the competitions and the meet and greets and the shit where it's like we bringing everybody together where it's like you're not just looking at me on social media. You can't just hit me on my story when I talk shit. Like, you get what I mean? Like really getting to know people. So like unity shit, like bikes really bring bonds, bro. I met half my people through bikes. You get what I mean? I mean half my people through cars. Like, it's a motorsport world. So it's like, it's shit like this, bro. And it's being in tune with people, bro. Right, staying off that hating shit. Well, I hate this person because I don't ride that bike. Or I hate this person because I don't ride that
shit all the time.
I hate this nigga because he fucked my bitch. Like, let's stop that shit. Bro. Let's stop all this shit,
that's
bro.
Different. Just have fun. Get me started with that.
He's like, nah, I'm gonna kill you now. Like, damn, I just wanted to see what's going on. Yo. Hey, I'm gonna have fun too.
So we mentioned America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
We did not mention Vice.
Okay.
The Vice episodes, I think, was such a fire thing to get the people that weren't in tuned with the bike life scene in New York. And it got a lot of people in tune with you and in tune with the bike world in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it started off as a car ceremony.
Yes.
But my shit was so impacted that where they gave me my own separate.
Yes.
Started off with Street Kings and my shit went so feeling, you know what I'm saying? I gave him that Mitzi like, huh?
So we one of our past guests, Reef, was also on it for the car part of it.
Yeah, that's my boy Reef, man. And Reef doing his thing.
Yeah, he's definitely doing something.
Let me hold one of my fucking cars too. Fuck?
So we had asked him basically how like he got in tune with them and how he got up there. So I basically want to ask you the same thing. Like, how did that work out to get up on there?
That's my family, like Empire Boys, shout to Empire Boys, shout to Stunnex. Like, that's my feeling right there. You get what I mean? Like, Manolo came to me back in the day before I was really in tune like with the business too tough. You know what I mean? I was always with the business. I was always self-made, but it came to me at a good time that I needed. You get what I mean? Showing me, like, it was some older niggas that was watching me do my shit that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They gave me some good tips and pointers and shit. And platform came up. They hit me. Like, yo, we need you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I do. I come make this shit look bigger than it is. I look good. Make us all look good. And that's what we do. But it was, we had bigger shit than that, though. We were doing some shit with Mona Sky. There was a lot of shit that was going on at that time. Yeah. Like, we had some big things.
Shout out to the white boys. I guess for, again, to people to pay their homage and do their homework. As far as like, what would you say was like some of your favorite, I guess, media type things to be involved in? Or like, you know, let's say like Vice or any other events or anything else that you think that maybe someone could go out and watch and get another perspective of you in the field? Because they're going to, right after this video, they're going to watch your videos. They're going to want to watch videos.
Yeah.
So what would you recommend?
Man, I did a lot of things, man. Like from the, everything set the tone for what you stand on now. You get what I mean? So I can't be like, oh, that was more important than this.
Gotcha.
Because that got me there. You get what I mean? Like the Vice got me to America's Got Talent. You know what I mean? Mm. America's Got Talent got me to making competitions.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? That got me about to be a fucking billionaire. You get what I mean? So it's like, I really can't say which is bigger. But I love it all, man. It all like
connects, yeah.
I had to grind for this shit. I had to start from somewhere, and I started from my first YouTube. I remember that shit. That was one of my favorite shits, like my first YouTube. I probably got like 500 views, 560 or some shit. And I probably picked 400 of them shits on there. Yeah. You get what I mean? Like, that showed me like, damn, I'm on YouTube because somebody could put my name in and find that shit.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? So that shit just motivated me and just kept me going. And I do a bunch of rap videos and shit, but.
Any of them your favorites? Like anything that stand out to you?
I do a lot of them shits, bro. My boy Skilly probably had me looking the best. A lot of these rap guys be haters and shit on the low. So, you know what I mean? They just want to have you as an extra, but knowing that you really motivating them and showing them shit. But
yeah.
Skilly's a real nigga, like, had me, you know what I'm saying? Like, looking like a real star and that shit. Like, a lot of these other guys that cut the footage up and
you get a little
clip. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, we bring the whole, set the whole video up and they give you a 2-second clip. Like, nigga, I just set this up for you. But I gave you the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta blame the director. We ain't
got to talk about that. Like, nigga, blackballing, bro. I've been blackballing since I came in this shit, bro. And that's what they do. Because they wanna take away from you. Because people are envious, bro. They're not really confident in themselves. So they wanna make you feel not so big.
Right.
Shout out to the people that want to see you at them levels that, you know what I'm saying, you want to reach.
Yeah.
I feel like that's hard to find. You know what I mean? It's hard to find somebody that want to and, see but you shit, shine.
In time, that should have exposed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is who?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is going to expose it. It happens in front of your face. You're like, I never knew.
Yep. That but is shit. A fact.
It's happening. Yeah. It's happening. Man, I'm just doing me, man. Y'all got to watch the documentary coming out in Bikes We Trust. Y'all can go buy my book too. I gave a lot of juice away in my book too.
Where can we find these? Your book?
Amazon, Barnes and Nobles.
And what's it called again?
Just In Bikes We Trust.
In Bikes We Trust. Yeah. Okay.
That's going to be the name of the documentary too.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And where would that be streaming or on? That's still in the works.
I'm trying to reach the billions, guys. I'm trying to
I got you.
Top, like.
What do you think is like the time frame on when we, like, because people are going to start trying to look for it?
The documentary, I need some time. I'm definitely gonna do like a, I'm gonna shoot for the end of the summer because I want to catch it everywhere I go to the end of the summer. I'm gonna definitely say like the mid September.
Okay.
But we're gonna do some shit because I'm gonna invite y'all to the track competition.
Definitely. Yeah,
you're saying, so I have a better look with the time, turnaround time.
I'll bring my dirt bike. I ain't good on it, but I'll bring it.
Nah,
you got a dirt bike too?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I think I saw you riding.
Yeah, a little Kawi, KLX, nothing crazy. Yeah.
I never got to do it. That's crazy. Yeah.
Come through.
I mean,
let's get you where you need to be.
I'll come on a Duke, but
no, not to the competition. Come to the school.
Oh yeah, nah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll do that. That's
facts.
What's up.
I got four wheelers. Yeah. I'll teach somebody on a four wheeler before I teach them on a dirt bike.
Yeah,
we grown men, bro. We don't try to miss time for work and shit.
Yeah,
you get what I mean? Like them dirt bikes is
bust your shit. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, but
I think I can do it.
Not facts, bro. It's a lot of time, bro. Basketball, bro. If you don't make it by basketball, by 18, if you're not the nicest by 18, give it up. Bike life, bro, this is why it's dope. You can be 40, bro, and get nice, bro. And get a name for yourself and have fun. Yeah. You get a bike at 45, bro, and still have as much fun as this kid is that's fucking 8 years old, bro. What else could you learn like that? You're not going to learn at 45 how to fucking shoot this basketball. Like,
yeah.
Bike life is like, you can live this shit out, bro.
That's facts.
Giving me hope.
Yeah, giving me hope, too. I mean, I got work in the morning, you know? You
can't be falling off on bike at 45. Nah, bro, you can't, like, to hurt yourself, though, like, I'll say learning a full look. People that's older to a certain level, learn a full lift, learn a back
old
brake.
And dusty like us.
I ain't gonna
33 years old.
I even got the Willie machine. I just never bought it because a lot of people making like Willie schools and shit, they trying to get paid for it.
They do not.
I want to show that I'm not trying to get paid for it. I do it for love, bro. I got the Willie machine. I bought it and put it right in the garage, bro. Like, I need to use it, though. I need space to use it, though. Where the cops is going, it's like,
yeah, let me know when you set that up because I do want to try that. Because there's only one in Florida I know that. And we're making content.
There's a homegirl out here to do some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Bronx. She go hard.
Yeah, she live by me.
A word?
Yeah.
I might have to connect.
She doesn't know.
She dope. She cool too.
Yeah, she cool.
I put on some videos and shit.
Yeah, I want to try that out.
It is. It's dope. I would say get on the Fuller though. That bike you had is the Willie fucking machine.
I couldn't.
LTZ for on it?
Yeah. This is back in 2011.
Yeah.
This is like, I was working at
Pat. Now you hearing niggas talk. Now you might be like, oh shit, I know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you just got it and this is like this trying shit.
But that bike, I bought a brand new and I got finessed. That was like a $12,000 quad. So, yeah, I was going to say, I think we'll connect with the chick in the Bronx, maybe.
Yeah. I hit up. She close by.
So, can you tell the viewers and listeners where to find you and all your content? You also have a YouTube, you said?
Yeah, we got a YouTube. I don't really post on YouTube, but shit, we about to get back in tune. I owe my followers a little more energy. You get what I mean? But I'm on Instagram, Leaky the Bike Star. You know what I'm saying? We got the clothing page, bikestarfly.com. You know what I'm saying? We got also the Instagram page, bikestarfly. We got the Willie School. You know what I'm saying? Willie School is our Bike Star. Willie School. You know what I'm saying? Then we got all kind of Bike Star shit going on. We got the Bike Star Trucking. We got the Bike Star Kennel. You want a dog? We just be having fun, man. But shout out to the gang. I want to shout the gang out.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to my boy Alec, the Bike Star. You get what I mean? That Bike Star. Shout out to my boy Clutch. He going hard for the set. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Lean. He out ATL. DJ, PD. Shout out to my boy that's really putting work for this shit. That's really going hard. Like, Ride a Bike Star. I got so much Bike Stars that are going crazy, man. Like, we all doing that. You know what I'm saying? We all working for this shit. It ain't just me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the team. We just working with this shit, man.
Well, I do want to say personally, I'm sure we can all agree on that I do appreciate your time.
100%.
Definitely shout out to Mar for making this happen.
And it says Mar, a lot yo. That you came out. Fuck Mar. I ain't going to say this on camera, but fuck Mar. He said, Smokey back in thinking of shit.
Nah, but it says a lot that you came out. I mean, at your level and your status, you know, I do appreciate it, man.
You welcome, Mar. He owed me a detail, rim wash. I mean, rim detail.
Tooth, close it out, man.
He's the best. He's the best in the game, bro. He's the only one.
Yeah, nah, he is though.
Yeah,
nah, for real though. Cause right, me and him had a little incident. He acting crazy. I said, all right, fuck him. I'm gonna get my rims fixed with somebody else. I put some scratches on my shit. I just got the car. I keep putting scratches on my shit. I ain't gonna blame him. I came to this shit like 3 times in like 2 weeks. Kept scratching my rims. Summertime, I need my shit icy. Gotta go to this other shop, bro. Like, these niggas did that shit themselves with a fucking black marker, cuz.
So what that, what that mean?
Yo, bro. You
pay for quality, no?
Yeah.
No, nah. Nigga. I still need the deals, bro. My name Leaky the Bike Star. Like, right?
King
of New York, right? So be nice, bro. Like, don't do that. But shit, for the rest of the people, make sure y'all pay my man. He got quality work.
Yeah he's
you
the best.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he the best, man.
That's my guy. So.
But the deal's for Leaky.
Man. Yeah. Tell him again.
I got you.
Let's say that office camera there. Yeah. No deals. He don't do deals with nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on. No deals. Minty washes. I ain't even get my shirt yet, but shit. Like, I'm going to get my shirt.
Bro.
I need my shirt. I need all that.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Like, he's sweating and shit. He's like,
keep going, bro.
I got 5 more minutes of this shit.
Keep going.
Yo, let you guys have it.
Like, yo, get me out of here.
Yeah, for real.
Let you guys have it. We got Leaky and his squad, Leaky the Bike Star, in the building. Make sure you guys tap in. Make sure you guys like, share, comment, and subscribe. Make sure you guys are listening on all streaming platforms. And we will catch you on the next one. Peace.
Gang, gang.
Cool.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.